So welcome everybody to Conscious Resting. It's Tuesday, the 28th of April. Thank you so much to all of you that are here live and to those of you listening to the recording. We know that by taking time to withdraw our energy from the outside or the physical material world and to rest it in the eternal part of ours and to connect to infinite intelligence from this place, that we are not only soothing our own nervous system, helping to support our body and our mind, increasing our capacity for compassion and unconditional love, but we are adding to the peace that's in the collective consciousness. So we're doing so much more here than just resting for ourselves. We're really doing our bit and we're making a difference to the collective. It's very simple. If this is your first experience, I shall guide you through the whole process. The middle part is silence. We spend time just in the quiet, which has the highest vibration of all and is very, very powerful part when you can connect to your higher self and your soul's wisdom. I would do a gentle body relaxation to start, and then there will be a return at the end. It's really important that you stay through the whole process so that you're integrated and grounded at the end, which is in about 25 minutes. All right, so let's get started. You can choose. You can sit up with your back well supported, or you could put your feet up, or you can lie down. You can have your eyes open or closed. And then you can begin to withdraw your energy from whatever's going on in your life right now. You may just want to imagine that you put everything outside the door, all the life challenges or the issues of the day, maybe your own issues with those in the family or friends or your community or in the world at large. This is your time to retreat and to recharge your batteries. And to go deeply into that space that is untouched by the drama of life. So, you may want to start by giving yourself a gentle stretch. It helps to stretch the body. Often we forget to do this. Somehow we're too busy. And yet, the more you release tension from your physical form, the easier it is for your mind to unwind and the deeper your experience of stillness will be. So maybe you might like to start by just stretching your arms up as high as you can. Imagine your fingertips going through your roof. Maybe even touching the spiritual wisdom, wherever you think that might be. Just imagine you're calling upon whatever it is that you believe, the source of your understanding, infinite intelligence. It's the infinite intelligence that's breathing you right now because you don't need to remember. So it's trusting that energy, drawing it down perhaps with your arms as you then extend your arms either side. Imagining your fingertips touching the walls and you're just feeling this stress stretch even. No, not stretch. Well, maybe the stress. Releasing it now as you stretch across your chest. Enjoying that stretch, opening your heart. We want to open our heart and our beings to receive. We're here to receive the highest and the purest that we can possibly call towards us. And now, maybe your arms and your fingertips can go down to the earth, connecting to the powerful presence and energy of the springtime, late spring. Your fingertips maybe become like roots going down deep into the quiet earth. And then a final stretch wherever you feel it's needed, maybe to the side, maybe shaking your arms and your hands, shaking out stress, tension, the issues of the day. And then gently bringing your hand onto your heart. We're wanting during conscious resting to bring more and more of our awareness into our heart. And you can just imagine now You're receiving the unconditional love of Source, your soul's wisdom. And then letting your hands drop, palms facing up, as you bring your awareness to your breathing. No need to change your breath, just gently breathing in stillness, peace, relaxation, whatever it is you're needing. And on the out breath, releasing stress, tension, breathing in stillness. And there's that point just at the top of the breath, pausing as you breathe out. And there's a stillness point at the bottom of the breath, pausing before you breathe in. A few gentle breaths, knowing that every breath is causing you to go deeper now into rest and relaxation. We welcome the mind into conscious resting, however it is. However busy it is right now, let it be so. It's just purifying anything that you haven't had time to think through. It will unwind and quiet down as we go deeper into conscious resting. So for now, let every thought be a signal to relax. And this is the same for feelings, emotions. Sometimes we haven't had a chance to digest or process life. And so your soul, your higher self, knows that this is an opportunity for healing. So it may bring up memories or emotions or feeling. Excuse me. And just let them also be signals. Just let them be here. Reasons to relax now. And this is the same with bodily sensations. Sometimes conscious resting can bring trembling or release or heat or cold or aches or pains. Again, it's just stuck energy being moved by our intention to rest deeply in the arms of grace. So letting every physical sensation and every thought and every emotion, maybe sounds if you can hear them, all reasons to go deeper now into rest and relaxation. And we always ask that this becomes a very sacred space, holy time, guided by grace, my word for what can't be named, for the God of your understanding. And just fill your room now, filling up with the qualities of grace. They're always healing. They always feel good. They always feel uplifting. And I like to ask that we are lifted up and out of daily life to a much higher vantage point, to the top of the mountain of your awareness, where you can see more clearly with your spiritual eyes, get a bigger perspective on your life, where you can hear beyond sound to the sound of your own soul's guidance. Where you can see far and wide and absolutely know your soul is guiding your journey through life. And here, this is the place where we can receive wisdom. It will either find you now or later on in the day or the week. But just by your intention to be here and to rest deeply in the stillness, that is enough. Grace will do the rest. So now we're going to prepare to enter the great silence, the source of all things. There's nothing you have to do. It will find you, look after you, nourish you, inspire you, take care of you. And just for a moment, just feel the collective intention. It makes it so much more powerful. maybe even believe in miracles, in the unexpected, in the potential that is awaiting for you here. So when you are ready, you can allow yourself to receive as we step into the stillness together now. Just rest and soak, and I will call you back when it's time. Trust the process. Trust you will receive what you need. And I will call you back when it's time. So, very gently, slowly, it's time to bring your awareness back into this moment in time, into your body, feeling the weight of you lying or sitting. Clothes on your skin. Gently let the sound of my voice bring your awareness back into this moment, into your room, into your breathing, feeling the air on your face. Slowly taking a couple of deeper breaths, but keeping your eyes closed because this is the moment when we go into direct communication with your higher self, with Source, with Great, your soul's wisdom. But just bringing your awareness back first so that you're here. Back in your room, in your sacred place, in the stillness. And so, if the silence, the stillness, and anything wanted you to know, or if there is anything you want to ask your higher self, then this is a good time. There's a prayer or an intention you want to put out. You need clarity or practical advice. Just trust the process. You may receive something now or later. And I'm just going to be quiet for a minute. Okay, so you can say thank you and just acknowledge that you have this incredibly important relationship. Your most important relationship is with this part of you that's in presence. But now it's time to give yourself a much bigger stretch as we're beginning to come back. So, big stretch, some deep breaths, and if you would like to, if you're lying down, maybe this is a good time just to prop yourself up a little bit, open your eyes. Open your eyes anyway into the space. And these are eyes, meditative eyes. Just take a moment to feel your energy and observe your mind and notice how it's slowed down. Maybe even stopped altogether. Feeling the energy in your room. The more you do this, your capacity to experience stillness exponentially increases. Giving yourself another big stretch. Maybe coming up into a seated position. And just looking around. Just enjoying feeling different, more still, more centered, more connected. Just being in awareness, maybe noticing colors, shapes, perhaps even with your fingertips just touching the fabric, just feeling your fingertips, because we are now wanting to come back down from the mountain of our awareness. Part of you will stay, but we want to come back into your physical body. So just touching, maybe stretching as you come back into your body. You may want to put your hand on your heart, maybe, or a hand on your abdomen. Just take a couple of very deep, grounded breaths. Because we can become very spacious, very expanded. It's important that you're grounded and you're back in your body. So, a big, deep breath in. And maybe sigh out as you breathe out. Another big, deep breath in, and perhaps a big stretch. And then releasing that and bringing your hands together. Pressing your hands together. I like to do this. This is my favorite integration, as most of you know. Just pressing your palms together, creating that tension. And then rubbing your palms really vigorously so they're very warm. Creating lots of energy. And then you can bathe your eyes with your warm palms. And we're just going to ask that that energy just flows out through your palms, down into your eyes, down through your body, right down through your feet into the earth. And your energetic roots grow far and wide. And you can say to yourself, I'm grounded and I'm centered and I'm resourced. I've got what I need. And even when I'm knocked off center, I know how to come back. And just give yourself a few moments just to bring yourself back. Opening your, oh, well, massaging your face with your warm hands. And then you can release your hands, shake them out, give yourself another final stretch. There we are. There we have conscious resting for today. Just jot down any wisdom you received and date it. It's lovely to date these things because then when you come across your notebook or your journal a few months down the line, and you can see the way things have unfolded. And some prayers take a long time to be answered, others very quickly, but always in divine timing. Also, a reminder just to take a few moments, get some fresh air, have a drink, give yourself a shake before you continue on with the day. So I'm going to finish the recording now.